Today's shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi will technically be 62a, Samach Beis Amud Aleph. But in fact, we're going to continue with the Mishnah Sofrim, and we're on the second column on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, beginning with the words Kosav Oda Prima Godim in the Klolim that the Mishneh Berurah brings down from the Prima Godim. And the Mishneh Berurah writes, Kosav Od HaPrima Godim, the Prima Godim furthermore states, just as an aside, the Prima Godim is one of the major super commentators on the Magen Avraham and on the Taz and Aruch Chaim. And his commentary on the Magen Avraham is called the Eshel Avraham. His commentary on the Taz, which is called the Turi Zohav, is the Mishmatzos Zohav. And the Prima Godim writes, Klol Demilsa, the general rule when it comes to Shaloki Sidron is as follows. If you're required to write the tefillin and the mezuzah as well, in the exact order as we brought down yesterday's shir and previous shir on v'hayu hadvar ma'ela, so the klal is as follows, kol she'en kosev rak mochek o moshech. Any time that you're not writing and all you're doing to a letter is erasing part of the letter or extending part of the letter, lo heve shelo kisidron. It doesn't involve, therefore, a problem potentially of shelo kisidron. For example, hamashal, if you write the word la'avosecha, which is supposed to be written without the vav in the middle of the word, and you then have to erase the vav, tzorich limchok havav. So this isn't the problem of shelo kisidron, but it is a potential other problem. Va'avta al yidei zeh yeh tevo kishtei tevos. It now looks like you have the word la'av, a space, and then secha. So what should you do? You can extend the letter beis in the word la'avosecha, yimshocha beis, ve'afa pisha kosev, even though you're writing, so it looks like you would argue that you're writing the beis shelo kisidron, because you wrote the rest of the word, the rest of the parsha already, this is called meshicha, and lav klum oved. This is called extending an already recognizable letter beis, just by extending the top and the bottom of it to fill in the space so it doesn't look like it's two words. It now looks like one word, lav osecha, and you haven't done anything wrong. The tchila nami tzuras beis olev, because it already looked like a beis, and all you're doing is extending it. Meshicha is not a problem. But if you had written a beis without long enough top and bottom part, so it looked like a nun, kefufa, a middle nun, the achar kach mishochol beis, and then you extended it subsequently after you've already written other letters there afterwards, that would be a problem because now you've changed a nun to a beis, and that would be a problem, heavy shalok kisidron, if you wrote other letters already after it. If you wrote the order of the letters properly, the achakach niskalkel, it somehow got ruined, machmas ezadavishu, because of some other thing that happened to it. Kivon shnis batel tzurasos, the letter which was originally written properly now became no good. Kishechozer achakach umisakin heve shalokisidron. Since that letter no longer is good, even though it was originally written without a problem of shalokisidron, but it became no good, and now you're correcting it and making it good, you unfortunately have a problem of shalokisidron. The Bechol Shah Boinu Kisidron. This is a requirement that's essential from the minute it's done until the time that you continue to want to use these tefillin 5, 10, 15, 25, 100 years later. It must still always be written Shalom Kisidron. It must be written Kisidron. And if it rubbed out and now you re-put it in, so it's a problem of Shalom Kisidron. Now this is different, he writes, V'lo Dami Lemukaf Gavil. This is different than the din that every letter has to be surrounded by parchment on all sides. There, D'lo Kopid Kra, the Torah doesn't require Rak Ashas Kasiva. Only at the time that you wrote it, it has to be Mukaf Gavil. But if it's not Mukaf Gavil afterwards, then it's acceptable. Ukamosha Kosa Bifinim Be'orich, as we have already explained at some length previously. Furthermore, V'lif Amim. Sometimes, afilu ayde ksivas nekuda achas, just by sometimes writing a single line or almost a dot, yesh vazeh mishum shelo kisidron. That can involve it now being written improperly shelo kisidron. For example, kigon shekosav resh, you have a resh already written down, but it should have been a dalet, bimakom dalet. And what you have to do is vitzarich lirabeya bidyo. The resh, so to say, the right top-hand part is rounded, and what you have to do is block it off and make it look like a dalet by extending it a little bit to the right. As we've already discussed, to mifsil mishum shelo kisidron. When you do this, all you did was make a little dot. All you did was make a little extension. That's called shelo kisidron because originally it was a resh and now it's a dalet. And all the other subsequent letters have already been written, and therefore that's a psula shelo kisidron. He concludes and he says, the klal is as follows, kol shein suros ole, if the letter is not clearly demarcated as a certain letter, and then you do anything to it, even a little bit, the kosiv nekuda, v'ayidezin is kasher os, and previously it wasn't good as that letter, and now you've made it good, yesh bozem yishum shalok yisidron. You've now made it from being a non-recognizable letter into a recognizable letter, you've made it shalok yisidron. That concludes the Prima Gadim's discussion over here that the Mishnah Berurah brings down on the column of Shalok Yisidron. He then goes and says, O Dvarim Achodim Me'inyan Chak Tochos. He then goes and tells us additional dinim about how if a letter is formed not by writing but by erasing or by rubbing out parts of ink that's on the cloth, that's also no good. That's the din of Chak Tochos. And he writes, Komokum Shenema Vekosav. Whenever the Torah tells us we have to write something, for example, Kigon Betvilin, Mezuzah, Sefer Torah, Get, any of these items which have to be written, they're puzzle if you just say them. You can't just say to somebody, you are divorced. You have to write it out. As opposed to Kiddushin, you can say to them. There's no need necessarily for a shtar by Kiddushin. You have to write a ksuba, that's something else, but that's not an essential part of the marriage. You can marry somebody with just words, but you can't divorce somebody with just words because it says v'kosav law. You have to write for her. And similarly with tefillin, mezuzos, and the Sefer Torah, you must write them. So if you have to write it, it's possible chak tochos. If you don't write it, but you erased something to create a letter, that's called chak tochos, and that's a psul. Vafilum rak kotso shayud nigmar ayde chak tochos. And if it's only even a small part of the letter yud in the bottom that is formed via this chak tochos, ma'akev, it's possible because the letter requires it. Kivon de below hakotz, without this little bottom part of the yud, lo hayam kasher os adayin, the letter is not considered good, even though it may be recognizable as a yud, and it's not a problem shalok yisidron, but it's not kosher yet as a letter yud. And v'chasimas eide hagate b'chak tochos. I'm not talking here about the text of the get, but you're talking about the signatures of the eidim on the get, and if they were to write it in such a situation using not typical writing, but using chak tochos, so he brings down from the Beis Shmuel in Evan Ezer that bimokum igun kosher. If this is going to prevent the woman from being an aguna, so then there is room to be makel over here. Because I forgot the loksiv behu v'chosav, because even though it doesn't say that the signatures of the witnesses have to be v'chosav, the get has to be v'chosav, but not the signatories. However, l'chatchila makpidim k'mo v'chol get, however, we are makbit to have the Adim sign on it. However, b'makom d'chak, like this situation under extenuating circumstances where the woman would be in aguna, so there's room to be mekel. He points it out as an aside. And then he continues. V'nei inyun chak tochos sarach hasofer lezor b'ma'od. He says the sofer has to be extremely careful with the dinam of chak tochos. V'nyon of aruchim. It's also a very complex and long dinam, as we've learned already in Siman Lamed Beis. Ach, nekot haikol b'yotcha. But there's some simple rules that you have to remember at all times. It's the exact opposite. Ki havuchu b'shalok yisidron. The exact opposite dinam over here applied by shalok yisidron. What is good by shalok yisidron, it's not a problem of shalok yisidron, is bad by chak tochos. And what's bad by shalok yisidron may in fact be good by chak tochos. Shesham goreru mochek u'mosheik. By writing, if you erase or if you rub out or erase or you extend, lo havi shalok yisidron. It's not a problem necessarily of Shalok Yisidron because the letter was already there, as we've already pointed out in yesterday's shir. He points out the difference then, gorer is biyavish, erasing something, rubbing something out is when it's talking about it's already dried, umochek, erasing, is when it's moist. So that's the difference in the Lashonis between gorer and mochek. Ubechak tochos, but in terms of the requirement for ksiva, and if it's a problem of chak tochos, the exact opposite, nafuchu. Gorer umochek umoshech, all of these types of things, kol she'in osa, maisa, begufa osu, maslima, if you haven't done something to the actual letter itself and you're just completing it, that's a din, adayin hadeh chak tochos. That's exactly the problem of chak tochos. For example, hadimyon. Beis, if you have the letter beis, shenasek tzuros, it's written the way it's supposed to be written, or a samach, or a chof, or any other letter, chadome. Shenofal tipas diolusochecholo. You have the center hollow space where a piece of a drop of ink fell into it. After the letter was written properly, so a little bit of ink then spilled into the middle of the beis or the samach or the chof in its center hole. Vinivsat tzuros aydeze. And as a result, the letter is no longer recognizable because there's this blob of ink over there. And even the Afshafilu Atino Koryatsa, even if a young child would read it properly, Kol Shana Ro and Shein Suras Oleh, but we see that the letter isn't perfectly formulated anymore. Lo Mahani Ligor Atiprahi, you just can't erase or rub out that piece of ink over there, even though the letter was written correctly originally. The Kol Shanivsla Botluk Siva Kamaisa, because once it's puzzle, it's ruined the writing originally. So that letter Beis is no longer called as if a Beis was written there. And now when you erase the middle part and reappear the letter Beis, That's called heavy chak tochos, and that's no good. The holo ovid baisa begufa, because you didn't write the letter beis. Now you erased something to make it look like the letter beis. Kimi ade chakika ba'alma shechachak tochos, the erasure that you did, the rubbing away that you did, made the letter beis now reappear. And even if you go and extend the beis yourself afterwards, gaga v'shuleh, either the rooftop or the sides, gam kein lomhani, that wouldn't do it, because this would be writing on top of writing. Because it's already a letter beis, and your writing on top of it doesn't change it, that now you're writing the letter beis, but it's still a problem of chak tochos. Furthermore, even greater than this, for example, you have a ches b'mokum shnei zainin. A ches is really two zayins that are connected by a little hump on the top. So you're supposed to have written two zayins, but instead you have a ches over there. Lo mahani shi'igur ha'chartum. You can't just erase or rub out the hump in between them. V'yisharu shnei zayinin. And now you'll have two zayins together. The ma'ase also begufos, because you didn't create the zayins. What you did was you erased the ches, and as a result, two zayins appeared. But you didn't write the zayins. Therefore, it's not called writing, and that's a problem of chak tochos. Avolim tzorech lashlima achakach, but if you have to do something afterwards to finish off those letters, then it would be kosher. And that's not called no mikrei chak tochos. And this is brought down in Evan Ezra by the Magen Avraham. However, the Taz disagrees with that over there. Ayin Shom. Furthermore, the Mishnah brings down Od Eze Klolim Mibal Prima Godim in terms of Hakofas Gvul. And they are found at the end of this Kuntris of Mishnah Sofrim. So we're going to turn there now. And this can be found on page 128 in the Dirshu Mishnah Brura, at the very bottom of the daf. And he continues, the Mishnah Brura is quoting here the Tzas Kloli Mukach Gvil from the Prima Godim. And he writes, Tchilas Haksiva Tzorech Mukach Gvil. Every time you write a letter, L'chatchila, at the beginning of writing the letter, it has to be totally surrounded on all sides by clear parchment. B'chol Stodim Shel Osios, on all four sides of the letter. V'apilu B'kotso Sheyud HaSmoli, and even if it's something like the little coats of the left part on the bottom of the Yud, that also is a requirement, that it be totally surrounded by parchment and not attached to another letter. And this is a din min haTorah, because the pasuk says d'chsiv uchesavtom, and this means kesivatam, a complete writing, which means that it's visible, surrounded by parchment. You can clearly see the letter because on all sides it's surrounded by parchment. And this is not only true on all of the sides, umi bifnim nami ba'ina mukaf bil, on the inner aspect of the letter, of a letter that has an inside aspect to it. So the inner part, not only all the four surrounding top, bottom, left, and right, but even in the middle has to be clear parchment, and the letter must be visible on all sides of each part of the letter. V'yesh lahachmir dafilu mitzad echod mibifnim, im eno mukaf bil, posel kimibachutz. And even if one aspect, one face of the inner part of the letter is not totally in contact with clear parchment, that would possel it, just like it would possel it on the outside as well, l'chatchila. Not like the Taz, who's more makel on the inside than he is on the external surfaces. And all of this truth, this din of mukaf bil, as we've already pointed out in yesterday's shiur, and we reiterated it many times previously, and now again, all of this is b'tchilas haksiva. This is only at the original time that you write the letter. The din of mukaf gvil has to be surrounded on the inner and outer sides by parchment. Is only a din up front. Once you've written it and it has this din of mukaf gvil, if it ever loses it, the din isn't that it's ma'akev. Avol mli achar shenichtav. If something happened after you have this din, the letter written properly, and it was mukaf gvil, and then nikev, a hole comes in, so the parchment's not there surrounding all aspects of the letter, or the parchment got eaten up by a mouse or by some sort of an insect, a moth, then it would be acceptable, even if it's on the external surface and it's no clear parchment around the letter, it still would be good. However, umiyu vaday di'eved dafka kosher. Well, this is good b'di'eved. Hakomash yesh l'sakein havel kilechatchil of itzarach tikkun. You certainly should try to correct it if it's possible. For example, Hilkach, im nikav bitzat os v'avhu. If you have, for example, it was mukaf gvil, and then a mouse or an insect ate away, and now you have a letter beis, and it's right up to the end of the parchment, and there's no parchment that is visible, white parchment beyond the letter beis. But the right side of that letter beis is a very thick letter beis, and if you erased a little bit of the vertical part of the letter beis, so then you would still have some clear parchment now visible, and you'd still have the letter beis clearly recognizable. So what should you do? Megara kitsas ovyo, erase some of the width, the thickness of this letter. Now you'll have parchment that's clear around the letter, the ein shir le'ovyo, because there is no thickness, a minimal requirement for the letter's width, and therefore, if you had, for example, the letter there, cut it in half, so to say, erase half of it, you'll still have the letter recognizable, it's not a problem with shalok sidron, it's not a problem with chok tochos, and you now will have parchment there. Furthermore, the da'od, the tikkun mo'el afilu imnichtav l'chatchila below hekif gil. This is actually good, it's not a problem. If you originally made it, you thought you would have a room to put in the letter, and when you wrote the letter, you actually went all the way up to the end of the parchment. And now it's not mukav gvil, so right now it's not good. Kigon, for example, you did a chaf pshuta, you did a chaf sofis, bali hekif, and it went all the way down to the bottom, and the bottom part of the chaf sofis touched the end of the parchment, and there's no mukav gvil there. So what can you do? Erase a little bit. Go and erase part of the very bottom part of the letter Nun, for example, you'll now have some clear parchment over there, and you still have the full shape of the letter Nun, and it's not a problem. And he points out, the Wadin Sharosios, this is true for any letter, it's not specifically this letter Nun Sofis, Bein Orkun, but Ba'ovyon, whether this is the length or whether it's the width, if it's still recognizable and you erase part of the letter, so it's not a problem of Chok Tochos, it's not a problem of Shloka Sidron, and it's not a problem over here of Mukov Kvil. As long as in Tishar, Tsurasa Osolea, Mochik Vagori, as long as whatever you erase, you'll still be left behind with the recognizable letter. You're not making the letter new, so it's not a problem of Chok Tochos, and it's not a problem of Shalok Yisidron if you've written other letters after that, because the letter is already there. It's only a problem of Mukov Gavil, and therefore that's not a problem once you've corrected it, and you don't have a problem of Lohevi Shalok Yisidron Bezeh. This will conclude today's Shir. Now, the other five Shirim that we have left before we start, Simon Lamed Zayin, are all dinim of the tsuros of the osios. As I mentioned, this is very difficult to give in an oral shir, and it's very complex and not so practical unless you're a sofer. So I'll ask people to look at this as best as they can on their own, and for the next five shirim, we're going to do chazara in Hilchos Tefillin, and hopefully people will enjoy that.